immensely old and full of character and charisma, ancient trees have been sculpted by time and revered by generations of local people. They are great survivors and have lived through remarkable changes in the world around them. Many were fully grown trees when the Roundheads and Cavaliers were fighting the English Civil War, or even when Elizabeth I defeated the Spanish Armada. The New Forest is of exceptional importance for ancient and veteran trees. It has a greater concentration than anywhere else in Northern Europe. More than 1,000 have been recorded here so far. Nick Gruber, the New Forest National Park Authority's senior tree officer, said, "Ancient oaks may be 400 to 800 years old, while beech can reach 300 to 400 years. The most ancient of all are yews, some of which are thought to be over 1,000 years old. You can identify the oldest trees because they'll have a great girth, often a hollow trunk or branches, and a much reduced crown. Veteran trees will be the next generation of ancients. They're slightly younger in age, often still with a full crown, but clearly showing signs of age such as damaged branches or dieback. Every ancient tree provides an ecosystem in its own right and can be home to hundreds of different species." Andy Page, Forestry England's head of wildlife in the New Forest, said some of the most obvious species are bats. He said, "At least 13 of the 18 British species of bats are found in the forest, including the rare Bechstein's and Barbastrell bats, both of which have important populations here. The continuity of generations of ancient and veteran trees existing close together makes the New Forest particularly important for woodland lichens and beetles. The ancient and ornamental woodlands have the richest lichen flora in lowland Western Europe." Andy said, "These curious associations of algae and fungi require clean air and many are restricted to ancient trees. Some of the woods, such as Mark Ash, just south of Boulderwood, hold more than 250 different species of lichen, and the New Forest is home to several species that have so far been recorded nowhere else."